Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. God want to take you higher. He want to take us higher in him from glory to glory. Let your life bring glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Well, we are excited to come back on to another broadcast of Kingdom Builders Development Institute. Truly, where we are blessed to be a blessing. We decree it, we declare it, and we thank God for what he's doing in our life. Yes, Lord. Amen. From glory to glory. I'm going to be talking today, and I won't be with you too long on the line, but I want to release this word upon your life. Listen to what the song is saying. Glory. Let your life bring glory to God. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Well, Father, we thank you for this time with you. And Lord God, we come to you, Lord God, as humble as we know how. And God, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you would speak, that you would lead, that you would guide, and you would direct. So, Father, we ask you in Jesus' name to let your word be dropped fresh from heaven. We ask for fresh rain, my Lord God. So that your people who are called by your name, Lord God, that we would hear your voice and we would go from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Do you believe that God want to take you from glory to glory, from one situation, out of that situation to another situation, to the next situation? And each time you go from one situation to another situation, you're going from glory to glory. So you have to pass the test. You have to pass the test. Amen. Because if you don't pass the test, there's no greater glory upon you and upon your family. Let me encourage you to believe big, beyond your wildest dreams. Amen. Because God wants to do some things in our life, and he wants us to learn from what we go through. Amen. Amen. And when we go from glory to glory, God magnify his gifts in our life so that we can bring glory to him. Amen. 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 I'm going to start first. This is Pastor Teresa Dox of Kingdom Builders Development Institute, along with my husband, Elder QT Dox. We are in the race. Amen. Are you in the race? Are you in the running? You know, when you run for office, you have to show up and you have to sign up, and then you're in the running. Are you in the running? Amen. Glory to God. Let your life bring glory to God. And, you know, in order to do that, we're going to talk about how you have to go through situations. And we're going to first start with the first scripture I want to give you is, let's go to James 1:12. You know, because when you think about, if it wasn't for the struggle, you wouldn't have the strength. Amen. And so God is always building you, even when it seemed like he's breaking you. I'll say that again. If it wasn't for the struggle, you would not have the strength. God is always, 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 always building us, even when it sometimes feels like he's breaking us. Amen. I remember when I said, you know, why God, why this, why that, told me to wait for his timing. See, God has delivered us from past situations. And when we're going through the hard times, the bad times, all you're thinking about is right now. You know, it seemed that God used trials, situations to build us up. He answers different prayers, opens different doors. He helps us through every situation. And then sometimes he allows us to see miracles, signs, and wonders, because he said if we are believers, these miracles, signs, and wonders are going to follow us. So we have to go through in order to go from glory to glory. Amen. So I want to encourage you to know that everything that you might be going through right now, it is not to take you under. It is not for you to lose. Amen. When we go through our trials, it helps our perseverance. Amen. What the Bible says in James 1 and 12, the Bible talks about God bless those who patiently endure testing and temptation. See, we have to be patient when we're going through the test, when we're going through temptation. Because if we are patient, afterwards, after this, there shall be glory. After this, you'll receive a crown, the crown of life that our God has promised to all of us that love him. So you're not in it just to be in it. You're in this situation for a reason. You know, some situations we're in because of the choices that we have made. But the good part about even good choices, right choices, wrong choices, even no choices. But sometimes we go through situations because of the choices that we have made or chosen to make. And then we're wondering, when, Lord, why me? Lord, why this? Well, we don't say to ourselves, why did I make that choice? Why did I do this? Why did I put myself in harm's way? So we go through to get to. Amen. Let's turn to Galatians 6 and 9, where the Bible says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, in due season, we will reap a harvest if we don't give up, if we don't quit. So even though sometimes we may make mistakes, even though sometimes we may not be able to accomplish the things that we think we should accomplish, we made bad choices, we found ourselves in bad situations. Even in that, the Lord is saying, don't go weary. Don't get tired. Don't quit. Don't give up. Because God want to take us ultimately from glory to glory. I want you to hear what I'm saying. God wants your life. God wants our life, my life, your life, everyone that calls themselves a believer, to bring him glory. Listen what it says in 1 Corinthians 10 and 31. The Bible says, so whatever you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Listen, whatever you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it to the glory of God. So if it does not bring the glory to God, if it does not glorify our Father, I believe we shouldn't be doing it. That'll keep us on the straight and narrow path. Amen. And the Bible also talks about let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works. And when they see your good works, guess what happened? They'll give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Because a lot of times you hear people say, well, you know, she said she's a Christian, or he said he's saved, you know, he said. But we don't bring glory to God with our life because we fall in traps. And when we fall in a trap, is no telling what's going to come out of our mouth. Amen. So we have to keep in mind that God wants our life to bring him glory. So that means, with that being said, that means that we have to sometimes say no and sometimes don't go. Sometimes say yes when we don't want to go. Whatever it takes to bring glory to God. And I'm reminded of what it says in Psalms 115. The Bible says, not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory. For the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness. So we can't get so caught up that we forget that the enemy is trying to entrap us so that our life does not bring glory to God. See, the Bible says in Revelation, the Bible talks about in chapter 4, the Bible says, worthy are you, O Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will, all things exist and was created. Our life should bring glory to God. Our choices should bring glory to God. Amen. I want you to understand that God is trying to take us from glory to glory. That means that we're not going to fall in those traps. We're not going to get weary in doing good. Keep doing good. Keep being a blessing. Keep showing love, doing what you do. Keep trusting in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean to your own understanding. See, as we begin to seek his will in all of our ways, not some of our ways, but in all of our ways, he will direct our path. He'll show us the path to take. For he know the plans. He have plans for you. He have plans for me. He have plans for us. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope. Somebody say hallelujah. And a future and an expected end. See, God got this thing all set up. We're set up to be blessed. We're set up to grow. We're set up to become what the Lord has predestined us to become. So sometimes we suffer because of our mistakes. See, another thing is we should never test God. See, sometimes we make mistakes and then we want God to bring us out of it. See, in my life, and I'm transparent, you know, I've suffered because I followed the wrong voice, made wrong choices. I did my will instead of God's will, but I can't blame God for my mistake. I can't blame God for my situation because I leaned to my own understanding. I didn't acknowledge him in all my ways. And, of course, he didn't direct the path because it wasn't his will. It was something that I chose to do. So when we are making bad choices, we can't blame God. We can't, you know, for everything we want to say, well, God, come and help us now. You know, but I want to say to you today that God have brought me through every mistake. And in every mistake, he have made me strong and stronger and smarter in the process. Amen. So if it wasn't for the struggles, you wouldn't have the strength. See, God is always building us up so that we can, so he can break us to make us. Amen. So begin to just understand that when we go through these situations, when we make choices that's not like God, and we find ourselves in diver temptations and places where we shouldn't be, then we call on the Lord Jesus. We call on him when we'd have made these choices that put us in harm's way. Amen. So what the Lord is saying is, let me lead you. Allow me to guide you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek my will in everything that you do. He said, and I'll show you the path to take. See, when we suffer these mistakes, you know, my mind go back to Hosea 4:6, where he says, my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge because we have rejected knowledge. We also rejected God when we reject his word, when we reject his ways. Amen. So we have to, the Bible teaches us to desire without knowledge is not good. So you can desire something and don't count up the cost and don't have the knowledge about the situation. It's not good. You just desire it but know nothing about it. How much more will hasty feet miss the way? That's what the Bible says. See, a person's own folly will lead to their ruin, yet their heart rages against God. So you're going your own path, you're doing your own thing, and then you get mad at God. See, that's why it's important that we connect ourselves with people that have kindred spirits and have the mind of Christ. Amen. Connect yourself with people that have kindred spirits and have, hallelujah, the mind of Christ. Because that's what the Lord wants. He wants us to have the mind of Christ. Amen, amen. You know, sometimes we assume, in Galatians 6:5, the Bible says, assume your own responsibility. Assume it, your own responsibility. So we're responsible and we're held accountable for the choices that we make. So that's why it's important to be humble. Be humble, humble, humble. God is making each and every one of us more humble, more humble. Some people say humble, some say humble. Some say nothing. But God is trying to get our attention because he wants to take us from glory to glory. And even though the Bible says, in 2 Corinthians 12:7, even though I received such wonderful revelation from God, so to keep me from becoming proud, God said, he told Paul, I gave you a thorn in your flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment you and to keep me from becoming proud. See, God want to keep you in a place where we can hear him. Well, when he speaks, we're not leaning to what we think. We're following the heart of God. And only then can he take us from glory to glory. Only then can God take us from glory to glory. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. And let me give you a couple more scriptures. God, I believe that is in Proverbs, where the Bible says, Proverbs 18 and 12, where the Bible talks about before destruction, a man's heart become haughty, but humility comes before honor. So you want to be honored, you have to walk in humility. We have to be one of the servants. Consider yourself a servant of God. Even though we may be able to pray down hell, amen, pray down heaven, but we have to stay humble, because it's the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in God's eyes. And the Bible also talks about humbling yourself. Therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that you may be lifted up in due season. So cast all your anxiety on him. Why? Because he cares. He cares for you. You know, we have to be alert. We have to be sober-minded. Why do we have to be alert and sober-minded? Because the enemy, the devil, he prowls around like a roaring lion, and he comes seeking who we may devour. And he's not coming with a red coat and a long tail. He worked through people. He comes to destroy. He don't come playing with you. He come to take you out. Amen. He literally want to take each and every one of us out. Why? So we can miss heaven. So we can miss God. So we can miss our purpose and miss our destiny. And so that we won't grow from glory to glory. God want to grow us up. You know, and things happen in our life. And when these things begin to happen, we have to look at what's happening and begin to say, Lord, show me what is in this situation that can bring you glory. Amen, amen. So we are to live a life that brings glory to God. So we're to stay hidden behind the cross. But yet, we're mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting even those imaginations that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. See, God is trying to discipline us so we can, now I'm hearing the Spirit of the Lord, so we can shut our mouth. Okay, I'll say it in the proper way, so that we can be quiet. Or maybe let me say it this way. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Because God is trying to direct us. Humble us under the mighty hand of God, that he may lift you up in due season. And he'll do it by you casting all of our anxieties upon him, knowing that he cares. Amen. 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 I just say to you, endure hardship as a good soldier. You know, be ready for the battle. Don't complain. Because I was always told, if you complain, you must explain. If you're not complaining, you don't have to explain. Be vigilant. Be sober-minded. Be alert. Because the enemy wants to devour us. So we can't play with demons. Amen. We have to begin to know that God wants us to grow from glory to glory. Let me read Proverbs I'm going to read Proverbs 3, hallelujah, and I'm going to read verses 11, and I'll read down to 13. Amen. And the Bible says, my child, do not reject the Lord's discipline, and do not get angry when he corrects you. The Lord corrects those he loves, just as parents correct the children they delight in. Happy is the person who finds wisdom, the one who gets understanding. Amen? Get understanding. Get understanding. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all of your ways, so that he may direct your path. Amen, amen. For the Lord says, my grace is sufficient. So what do we do? Each time, the Bible tells us that man ought to always pray. When you become dependent on God, guess what happens? You pray more. Because prayer is the best armor against all trials. Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. So when we talk and we talk to God and we listen for his leading. Because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians, my grace is all you need. It's sufficient. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weakness so that the power of Christ can work through you. The power of Christ works through us when we're in our weakness, when we're in our weakest points. That's why I take pleasure in my weakness and in the insults. Come on, I'm going somewhere in the hardship. The Bible said, in the persecution, in the trouble. Guess what? Because we're suffering for Christ. For when we're weak, guess what the Bible says? Then I'm made strong. So when God got it together, he got us hooked up. That's why we have to get in the Word, study the Word, become a living epistle of the Word, and don't be afraid that when is your season to open your mouth and bring glory to God. That's what this life is all about. He said, I'm the vine and you're the branches. And those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. So God wants us to produce fruit. God wants us to produce fruit. And then much fruit. That's growing from glory to glory. God wants us to spend time with him. God wants us to give quality, quiet time with him. God wants us to learn of him. God wants us to bring glory to him. See, it's not so much about what you can do. It's about what he can do through you. See, once you make yourself available, it's not your capabilities, it's your availability. So some people say, well, I'm not capable. Make yourself available and watch what the Lord will do. You know, we can't turn back because the Bible said we're not good when you turn back. You're not worthy. That's what the Bible says. Amen. So we stay focused forward and we grow in Christ ourselves and we don't fall for the small things. You know, we don't make small things big things. The small things that really don't matter. Because when we share our suffering with Christ, because of Christ, those are the things that really matter. Amen. Amen. You know, I'm excited about the process. See, when God is taking you through some things and he allow you to go through, he's protecting you from a bigger problem. Sometimes he'll move you out of harm's way. And you wonder, Lord, why didn't I get this? Or why didn't this happen? And he's protecting us. He's making us. He's molding us. And if you say yes to what the Lord is and has put before you and asking you to come forth and asking you to bring glory to God because of your life, see, people look and they'll say how you used to be. We can't make people change. But when we bring glory to God, guess what? Change will come. So take your eyes off of the situation and put your eyes on bringing glory to God. Let the course of your day bring glory to God. Amen, amen. You know, God will give us favor. God will give us protection. God will allow us to become more like him. Why? Because we're a living epistle of his word. So when they see us, guess who they'll think about? They'll see the word coming out of our mouths. And in that same way, that's when we let the light shine so that men can glorify the Father. Amen. Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and glorify the Father who is in heaven. Amen. You know, a lot of situations we can't change, but I'll tell you one thing that we can do. Bring glory to God with your life. No matter what storm comes, no matter what situation you have to deal with, no matter who lied on you, no matter who set traps for you, because our battle is not with flesh and blood. See, our battle is with spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen? Amen. And I'm going to kind of shift right now because I want to talk about how do we glorify God? How do we bring glory to him? You know, bringing glory to God, we bring glory with our gifts. And I'm going to give you 9 steps for using your talent and your gifts for the glory of God. Amen. Amen, amen. And I want you to first note 1 Peter 4:10. You know, the Bible talks about pursuing the spiritual growth, you know, and so this is a good way to cultivate the opportunity to discover your gifts and to bring glory to God in your community with your gifts. See, every one of us have a gifting, some talents or skills that God has blessed us with. So that when you're part of the equation, that you're called a blessing. So what's yours? And how are you fulfilling the command? Listen what 1 Peter 4:10 says. Amen. Let me get to 4:10. Hallelujah. 1 Peter, and while you find it, is talking about to serve one another as good stewards of God. Amen. See, sometimes it can be hard to know where to start, but that's why I'm going to provide these 9 steps to help everyone on the line learn and know how to glorify God with your gifts that he has given you. The first step is find your gifts. Whether it's a God-given talent or it's a spiritual gift. You could be good with people. You could be good with children. You could maybe know how to have the gift of administration. You may have a servant gift. where you serve people. You know, the best way to begin using your gift to glorify God is to identify your gift. Identify your talent, something that you enjoy doing, that if you never got paid for, that you would still do it, and that you enjoy using it, and which one you would like to invest time in. What brings you pleasure? You know, consider things that are easy for you. You know, whether that's a sport, a subject in school, a social skill. What do you like to do in your free time? It's connected in there with your spiritual gift. What spiritual gift do you possess? I want you to think about it. That's the first thing. You got to find the gift. Where is it? Some have many. You know, some know how to console people. Some know how to encourage people. And then the second point I want to make, when you identify the giftings that you have, begin to thank God for them. Before you take action, when it comes to your gift, take time to thank God for giving you that ability. See, God picked our special skills for you, for me, for us to share with the world in order to point them back to Him. So I want you to say this prayer as a thanks to God. Say, "Dear Lord, I thank you for creating me with these gifts. I see your craftsmanship. I see my strength. Lord, show me my desires to use them to honor you and to give back and bring glory to you in Jesus' name. Amen." So I hope you're writing the points down. 1 and 2. Let's go to 3. 3 says, now, what I noted is pray and ask how to glorify God with your gift. Ask Him. So we continue by asking Him, God, please give me guidance and direction in the best way to glorify you with these gifts that you gave me. I pray that though my strength is all in you, that others will be able to see you, and I know that I'm yours. Please open up my eyes to opportunities to use my gift to spread the gospel. Thank you, Lord, for giving me these abilities. Amen. That's the prayer. So that's the third gift. That's the third point. I'm sorry. Let's go to 4 because I told you I'd give you 9. Number 4, practice your passion. Now, with this step, it's straightforward. Work on mastering your gift. See, in order to stay equipped in using your gift or your talents to glorify God, we have to exercise our gifts and our talents. Why? Because they're like a muscle. So that you would use this gift and you would be strengthened, the muscle would be strong. See, it's a great way to keep up with this and to create a practice schedule. So now I want you to choose a date and a time once a week when you will spend time dedicating to refine the gift, to strengthen the muscle that you've chosen to focus on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then number five, glory to God. I want to go this a little bit deeper, but I want you to note this down and know, ask God to give you revelation. Number 5, we need to study the scripture. Get a scripture that's connected to our gift. So study the scripture and find direction and guidance regarding our gifts and how to glorify God by using them. So the whole purpose is to to bring glory to him. Amen. So we can't be dormant. We want to bring glory to him. You know, we do something for someone, and they have a great need for it, and the Holy Spirit directed us to do it. We're bringing glory to him. So we have to study. And let me give you some example scriptures to meditate on to tell us God created us with these gifts. And he created us with these gifts on purpose. It's not an accident. Genesis 1 and 27. Hallelujah. I'll give you the scriptures, and I'm going to read one, and then the rest of them, just jot them down and read them at your leisure. Genesis 1 and 27. And the Bible says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. So we was created for a purpose. Isaiah 64 and 8. Isaiah 64 and 8, talking about with the clay. And he's the potter. And we are all the work of his hands. We're his workmen, his handiwork. Isaiah 64 and 8. And then we have Psalms 139 and 14. Talking about his wonderful work. Psalms 139 and 14. And then we have Revelation 4 and 11. These are scriptures to meditate on. Revelation 4 and 11. So we want to honor God and bring glory to him. Number 6, share your gifts with your family. See, normally the family is the hardest one to get to. We talk to them if you got someone you're close to in the family. Because, you know, once you tell one person, they're going to go tell the other in the family. So the whole family going to know what's going on. But find who you're close to. Talk to them about your gifts. Talk to them about what God is leading you to do. You know, share your ideals for how you can use your gift to glorify God. You know, brainstorm with them, how you can brainstorm with them to come up with more opportunities to do this. You know, show them your talents. If you're close with your siblings, you know, go to them. If you're close with a cousin or family member, whoever it is, connect. Imitate God with your conversation. You know, share your wisdom and your experience when it comes to using your passion for God's glory. Just share it with them. Amen. And then number 7, share your gifts with your friends. Now, I said your family first, and now I'm saying share with your friends. See, we want to do the same thing with our friends. We want to show them the talent, the gift, and ask them about theirs. Get them involved. You know, get together and look for opportunities to share the gifts together. You know, together we're stronger. Unified, you know, when unity is in the house, the commanded blessings are released. Encourage them to recognize God with their hands and their abilities and pray for them and pray together and get direction. Amen. And number 8, volunteer your strength in the community. Volunteer your services in the schools, you know, in your church. Volunteer. You know, once you feel confidence in your gift and your ability, you know, publicize it. Talk about it. Go to the youth pastor. Help some children. You know, go to your pastor. Help. Ask them, where can I help in the church? You know, I want to be used. You know, some opportunities might be singing, or you might play an instrument. You know, you might can draw. You might can do a church bulletin. You know, may can do a play. You know, you may can start a sports team. I mean, it's a lot of things you can do. You know, remember that one way to glorify God is by blessing others. by thinking of ways to use your gift to bless others, to bless your family, to bless your friends, and to bless your community, and to bless the church, the ministry. And then last but not least, connect with people who share your passion. And even connect with people who don't share your passion. See, whether it's in a church or school, you know, just find someone that share the same talent, the same gift. You know, they got programs like Meet Up. They got a lot of different things that you can get involved with because you want to connect yourself with others so that you can expand the opportunity to glorify God with your life. Amen. And then you can glorify God together. And I say this to you. Hopefully these 9 steps can help you get started identifying your gift and how to bring glory to God with your life. Don't wait, because tomorrow is not promised. Remember the words of Paul. You know, Paul said in Ephesians 2 and 10, what did he say? He said, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepares beforehand that we shall walk in them." He gives us direction. He tells us what we need to do. Our life is to bring glory to God. So we don't have time to be petty, to be arguing, because our life is not our own. So when we connect with others that may be going through, ask God to show you, ask God to lead you and direct you how you can bring glory to him and they can see it. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. We are here today and excited and delighted to bring a word straight from heaven. Because guess what? God is changing our story. Don't you want God to change your story? If you don't know him and the pardon of your sin, if you don't recognize that you need Jesus, and now you finally know, if you accepted him in your life as your Lord and Savior, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, Jesus is the Son of God, he died, didn't stay dead, he rose again, and the resurrection power of Jesus, death could not hold him down. He is the Son of God. If you recognize these things, guess what? You're saved. The Bible said, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, thou shalt be saved. And if you did that and you said that, guess what? You're saved. The angels are rejoicing. It's not complex. If you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Well, amen, amen. This is Pastor Prophetess Teresa Dots. And I tell you one thing. I pray not only that my life bring glory to God, but that your life and everything that you're connected to will bring glory to God. Let your life bring glory. Forgive those that have hurt you. Amen. So we want to go from glory to glory. We're signing out. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI, and you can listen to all of the broadcasts in archives. You can give us a call at our home office at area code 313-583-9739. And one of our ministerial teams will be happy to take your call. And if you like what we're doing, we ask you to sow into the ministry. Salvation is free. But guess what? Ministry costs. So you can go to giveify.com and you can sow a seed. You can download it to your cell phone, download the app, And you can sow through GiveFi. That's GiveLify. And look for Kingdom Builders, Pastor Teresa Docks, and you can sow. Or you can give us a call and we'll help you get that seed to the ministry. Well, with that being said, grow where you sow, sow where you grow. God wants you to grow and bring glory to your life for his glory so that others can see his good work. Amen, amen. I'm going to play this last song, but guess what? I am signing out. Keep us in your prayers as we pray for you and you pray for us. Watch what the Lord will do. Go get your blessing. God bless you all. Have a supernatural rest of your day. And we love you. God is changing your story.